views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Rose Harrow, a business coach and mentor, who is going to share with us how we can get more tapped into our own intuition and use it to make great decisions. Plus, Rose will be giving away a free 30-minute coaching session later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to remind you that there's been some changes as of January. As of January, I'm no longer doing the Tuesday show. I'm just doing the Monday show. But I have added a show on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday mornings. That's an all call-in show called Ask Laura. But you can find me on Blog Talk Radio at The Laura Longley Show. And that show on Sundays is at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. GMT, so that we can get people all around the world calling in and asking their questions. I'd love to hear from you there. So we're going to begin with our healing meditation, and today we're going to be sending love and healing to anyone who is ill. And this could be from having a cold all the way up to having some sort of terminal illness. And we're going to be opening our hearts, sending healing energy to help them boost their immune system. So let's go ahead and begin with a deep breath in. Release it. And just open your heart and send love and healing to anyone who's ill. Breath in and release that. Thank you. So I also want to remind you that because it is January and people are focused on New Year's resolutions, I set up a free giveaway of 31 days of authentic change wisdom. And you can get this in your email box, one practice every single day for 31 days. And you can sign up on the website at thelauralongleyshow.com. Up in the banner at the top of the page, you'll see a little button to click to get more information. And I'm following along doing these practices myself, and it's really a great reminder to help get things flowing and doing things a little bit differently for this new year. And one of the things that came up for me was the very first practice is on creating your vision. And I was reminded this morning of the power of writing a vision. One of the things that I've been thinking about over the past month or so is that I might be looking to get a part-time RJ, real job. And I had started to do some things around that, but I knew that until I wrote my vision for what I wanted that job to be, I wasn't going to be creating what I wanted. So I'm going to be sharing more during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show about the reinvigoration that came for me through writing that vision and why it's important to have a vision and how it will help you. So stay tuned for that later in the show. Well, let's go ahead and get started with today's guest, Rose. Rose Harrow empowers women, entrepreneurs, and a few men to develop their intuition as a reliable business tool so they consistently build profitable businesses and make decisions aligned with their personal values. Rose specializes in business mentoring for heart-centered women entrepreneurs. And her programs include both intuition, teaching people how to use their intuition, and also brain balancing, the new brain rewiring, which she's been doing for 30 years, as well as solid business building strategies. And today we're going to be talking with Rose about tapping into that intuition and the brain rewiring. And it doesn't have to be focused on business. So even if you're not a business person, stay tuned to learn more about that. Let's welcome Rose to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And as people heard 2 weeks ago when I had Kate Montana here in person, I'm always excited to have somebody here in person. And Rose is here local in the Seattle area. So it's fun to have her here with me.
It's fun to be here. This is a great studio.
Don't we have a great view?
Yes.
Yeah, downtown Seattle. Beautiful view. Although, can we see it today? Yeah, I guess we can still see it. It's cloudy, but we can still see it. So, you know, I want to just dive in by talking about What is intuition? I think that, you know, people have sometimes different ideas of what that really means. And how do you define it?
Well, I define it pretty broadly, that every culture has some concept of intuition. And some people think of it as that still small voice within. Some people feel it more physically and they call it, I just have a feeling in my gut. Some people think of it as their trusted source or the voice of God guiding them. And it doesn't really matter what you call it, but it's a natural thing that everybody has, and it's designed to guide us through our life.
Well, you know, when you said about that, you know, feeling it in your gut kind of thing, it's funny how we flash on things sometimes. And I can remember, gosh, it's probably been about 10 years ago, I was looking for a new car. And for some reason, I had decided that I wanted to have like a little SUV, not one of the big monster ones, but a smaller one. And so I had done all my research online. And I realized that when I chose which model I wanted, what it really came down to was just the one that felt best to me. Mm-hmm. And that's an example of that just kind of feeling it in your gut. This one just feels good to me.
Yeah. And that's what I call the whole body yes. Your whole body says yes. And you can tell when your body is kind of saying, I don't know, or I don't think so. And then your mind jumps in and starts to make things more complicated.
It tries to talk you into it.
Tries to talk you into or out of what you already really know.
Mm-hmm.
And that we do know. And a lot of times people will say, I knew better. Why didn't I do, you know, why did I do this thing instead of that other thing that I knew was going to be right?
So let's talk about that for a minute. Why do we do that?
It's usually fear, mm-hmm, or ego or pressure from people that are important to us. And so the whole process of making your intuition really reliable is there's a process to it. And, you know, the more you listen, it gets better by itself if you just continue to listen and act on the, you know, what your hunches tell you to do. You can get better and better at it than if you kind of quiet it, you know.
Right.
Gag it.
Tamp it down, yeah.
Yeah, tamp it down. Sometimes I have this image of it kind of being gagged and tied up in the back room, you know, like, no, I don't want to hear that. That's really inconvenient. So, but, it, you know, there's a lot of parts to it. But it really is intrinsic for different people, and it helps to know what form your intuition takes. And the example you already used is obviously more kinesthetic, a whole mm-hmm full body feeling experience of it. Some people see images, or they'll see a sign as they're walking down the street and the sign kind of lights up as if to indicate something. Some people hear like a message in their head. And a couple of people have told me that they actually hear a musical theme.
Wow.
And the theme is about, this is the message that they're supposed to pay attention
to.
I know. It's really amazing. So it takes all different forms. But once you get to know the form that yours takes most often, it gets easier to tune into it. It's mm-hmm. like you know that place on your radio dial where you can right. dial into it. And you can have more than one way of knowing. Some people have all three, four kinds of intuitive messages.
I know for me, probably my biggest one is just claircognizance. It's just, I feel like I just know. Mm-hmm. And especially when I'm doing like a meditation where I'm asking for guidance on something, mm-hmm. it's not like I hear a voice or anything. It's just like suddenly I have an idea and I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It just feels right. It lines up. And usually, and I you guys can't see her face, but I saw her face when she said that, and her face lit up. Her face lit up. There's a quality of energy and lightness and momentum that comes up when we're on track to do something that's just right for us.
And that's great to hear, because you and I were talking before we came in the studio about, whether Rose was nervous or not, because this isn't her normal thing to do like it is for me. And so I was sharing when I first started doing the show, and I was very nervous the very first time. And about midway through the show, all of a sudden I realized how energized I felt. Mm-hmm. And that to me was a sign that I was doing what I needed to be doing. But I'm connecting that to what you were just saying too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of the time we will get that energized feeling when we're on the right track and following our intuition. Sometimes when we get the very first message, though,
it's like a eek.
Our mind is really quick to jump in and give us a million reasons why we can't possibly do that. Oh, no, that's a bad idea. It's not practical. And that's where it really takes some developing to get in the habit of saying, wait a minute. This voice has to be louder than the other voices.
And being able to distinguish them too, right?
Right.
So
right.
You know when it's the intuition versus the ego jumping in out of fear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you had to pick one thing that interferes with intuition more than anything else, it really is ego / fear.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're very closely related.
Well, I think that when we come back from the break, that maybe a good thing to talk about would be how do we begin to really make that distinction, as well as how do we get more in touch with whatever our mode of knowing is.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I think that'll be a great place to go. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Rose Harrow, who is a business coach and mentor. But Rose has had lots of experience over 30 years with intuition and with brain rewiring. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about how to start to get more in touch with that intuitive piece. And Rose, do you have a couple of things that people might try, or what do you suggest if people want to get more in touch with their intuition?
Well, the first place to start is always just to pay attention and to listen and to get as neutral as possible, which isn't as easy as it sounds.
No, it's not at all easy.
And but it really works. And if you can, I mean, that kind of comes down to a mindset issue. And I believe that we have everything we need. And that most of the time, if we get out of our own way, that things work out better than we could possibly orchestrate
yes.
them. You know, it is our responsibility to make plans and take action and do what we see to do. But at a certain point, you have to just pay attention to what's wanting to happen and what resources have been given to you and start there. So I really like to look at it from the point of view of the brain and how the brain is designed to work. We are designed to have everything we want. We are designed for intuition. So if you think for a minute about the different parts of the brain, and what's been famous for a long time has been the left and right sides of the brain, and there's so much more to it than that. But let's just start with the left and right sides of the brain. And for most people, the left side of the brain is their logic brain.
Right.
And that's where their language is, and their, you know, they figure things out, mathematics and all of that sort of orderly thinking. And the right side of the brain is more intuitive. Just by its nature, it's more creative, it's more free-flowing, it's more interested in art and movement and play, and neither of those sides of the brain, neither one is a spare.
We need both.
We're really designed to use both of them all the time for everything. And so, like, when you're doing mathematics or physics or something like that, even, you know, bookkeeping, anything that's absolutely a linear left brain activity, we're not intended to switch off our right brain in order to do that. We are designed to bring our whole brain to that activity, even if we're predominantly only using that one side at the moment. But at any moment's notice, you can also tap into the other brain and get creative without losing access to that.
So can I throw something in here?
Yeah, please do.
I just have all these things coming up in my mind that it reminds me of. Because I remember when I was in college as an undergraduate many, 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 many years ago, and I was majoring in computer science. And it was so long ago that we worked on mainframe computers with decks of punch cards.
Wow.
And I was over at the computer center late at night trying to get this program to work, and it just wouldn't. Now, that's a very left brain activity.
Yeah.
And eventually I went home and I went to bed and I had a dream about what was wrong.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. And so I went back the next morning and that was what was wrong. But it was like I wasn't accessing the right side of my brain. It was like I was only doing the left side.
And if you interview or read interviews or stories of highly successful people, all of them talk about this kind of flash of intuition or insight that they do gather all their data, they gather the factual information, they assess that, and then the final decision is kind of made by their intuition. And that's really the way they're designed to work together. And what interferes with those two sides of the brain working together is, again, stress, fear, ego.
Right. Having I need to say correct because I don't want to say right brain.
But anything that creates stress. So you've got the two sides, the two hemispheres of the brain. You've got the corpus callosum, which is this really built-in telephone network between the two sides of the brain so that they're on the line with each other all the time. That's how they're intended to be. But when there's stress, it's as if it interferes with that. Sometimes they use the example of a windstorm. We have windstorms in Seattle.
Yeah, we had one, good one Friday night.
And what happens with the windstorm is that the power goes out. You know, there's too much stress on the system and the lines go down. And you can pick up your telephone and you can yell into the phone, but your friend across town won't hear you. But when the lines are connected, you don't have to yell. And that's how our brain is designed to work. So everybody's had the experience of being under a lot of stress and suddenly you get to a point you can't think.
Right.
You can't function, you're sputtering or maybe having a lot of emotion and feeling upset but not getting any results.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens then is that you're overstressed, you need to calm down, relax, de-stress. There's specific techniques, we'll do one later on, that are specific for calming down the whole system enough that connection between the two sides of the brain can be reestablished. But there's something else that happens in the brain that trumps even this.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a middle part of the brain, which is the emotional brain. We're not going to talk so much about that today. But then there's the survival brain. And the survival brain, when it feels like it is needed, it trumps everything else.
Yes.
It will hijack the rational brain completely because that's its job,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, if there's an emergency, that's really not the time to debate the merits of, you know, it's like, well, you know, this kind of ladder would be better than that kind of ladder in this kind of fire. You know, you just do it.
Right.
And, but sometimes it stays on beyond need, you know, and sometimes we feel like we're living our life in survival mode. And this can go on for some people. It goes on for weeks or months or years even. And so there need to be ways, and there are ways to disengage from that stuck place and regain access to the neocortex, to the rational brain, so that you have access again to problem solving. And there are certain techniques that if you use them enough, your brain remembers, even in an emergency, to remain in touch with that thinking rational and intuitive brain. So that you have it all, even when you go, oh my gosh, this is not good. I've got to do something fast. You just do it, and you're able to think at the same time. And that's, emergency technicians, medical technicians, and firefighters are trained to their brain, of course, just says this is really dangerous, this is really serious, and I've got to act fast. And all their training is still available.
They have to still remember, yeah.
All their instincts, all their intuition, still available. They don't have to. They just do because their training allows them to retain that even under stress, even in an emergency.
So going back just a step, and I think that you probably answered this with what you said about the, our fight or flight part of our brain, the reptile brain is what I've heard it called. Mm-hmm. But you were saying when we get under stress, then our left and right brain disconnect. They're not communicating with each other. So is that in preparation for our reptile brain stepping in there, or why does that happen?
It's just an overload on the system. I think of it like the circuit breakers on your house. When there's too much load on a circuit, they just break the circuit and the lights all switch off. And so it's really not a useful thing, especially if it's an emergency.
Right.
And so it's about the fact that our modern life has way more stress than what we're really designed to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hit overload much more often than would be ideal.
Right.
And so we need ways of dealing with that. And in business, you think about going through an average business day, you know, just for entrepreneurs or anybody who's in business. But even, you know, a mother at home or a father at home with their children, you've got a million decisions to make every single day. And some of them need to be made quickly, and some of them need to be made without what you would consider adequate information. You know, sometimes you just don't have the luxury of time to gather all the information you would like. And you have to go with your gut. You have to go with your intuition.
So I know that you have done a lot of work over many, many years with helping this rewiring, quote unquote, rewiring the mm-hmm. brain. Mm-hmm. And so those are the kinds of techniques that where you're saying like EMTs or firefighters or whatever, that they learn these things so that they can still have access to their information.
I don't know if that, well, they probably use, I don't know exactly what their training consists of, but by virtue of the fact that they know how to respond and it's so ingrained in them, like
right.
we do this, then we do that. Highest priority is this, next priority is that, that the stress on them, if they see a house on fire, it's not going to stress them to the degree that it would an average person
right.
because they know how to take action. They know exactly what needs to be done. But in a more everyday kind of application, you know, with the everyday kinds of stresses, there are things the body actually does instinctively. Like, for example, you know, when you say, if you were an actor and you were going to say the lines, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? What's the gesture that would go with that? There's practically this universal gesture of putting your hand on your forehead. Right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And you'll see this in movies from our, you know, the U.S. and from other countries as well. It's a universal gesture. And the reason is that there are acupressure points on the forehead that diffuse emotional stress.
Very interesting.
And it also brings creative problem solving energy to the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is the executive part of the brain. And so I was fortunate to study with a brilliant genius 30 years ago who was on the track of brain science long before it was fashionable.
Right.
And he and other people decoded and created this system, and it uses integrative movement activities. They're very simple. Simple to learn, but you need to learn them, and then,
right.
then you have
yes.
them. And it can also be done in much more sophisticated combinations. So, you know, in a facilitated session somewhere.
So it's kind of like physical therapy for your brain.
yes, except it feels really different. Most people don't enjoy physical therapy.
True.
People really love this. And I don't like to call it brain. Everybody knows what you're talking about if you say brain rewiring.
Yeah.
But I don't like to call it that because the brain is perfect. The brain doesn't need for us to rewire it. It just needs a little untangling sometimes.
Okay.
A little de-stressing and a little untangling. And then it's in mint condition underneath all the stress.
So it's time for us to take another break. But before we do, I would love for you to share with people how they can find you and how they can find out more about what you do. And I think don't you also have a free download?
I do, actually. Okay, you can find me three different ways. You can, my telephone, 206-365-0278, or you can email me at rose@roseharrow.com, and Harrow is H-A-R-R-O-W, or you can go to my website, which is roseharrow.com/home. And I say that slash home is really important because it's being worked on right now, and some of the other pages are in process. So, roseharrow.com/home, and you will see the free download there on the right-hand column. It's called How to Make Empowered Decisions with Grace and Ease.
And it's a
free audio.
Okay, great yeah. training. And when we come back from this break, Rose is going to give away a free 30-minute coaching session with her, so be sure and stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'd rather be than with you. Yeah. Loving you.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Rose Harrow, who is a business coach and mentor. And Rose focuses a lot on helping you get in touch with your intuition and quote unquote rewiring your brain, if I can actually say those words. And we are going to give away a free 30-minute coaching session with Rose right now. The number to call if you want this is 800-930-2819. So the first caller at 800-930-2819 will get a free coaching session with Rose. So you can get that call in right now. So as we went to the break, the last segment, we were talking a lot about the brain piece of it, but there's also a body piece that we talked about very early in the show related to intuition. And how does our body get involved with it, and how do our brain and body work together?
It's funny because I'm asked that question a lot, and what comes up for me first is always, how could they not work together? But it's a great question because in our culture, our body is kind of put as a second-rate citizen.
Yes.
You know, and the body has so much wisdom within it. Our body is constantly giving us messages. It's constantly giving us yeses and nos and go ahead and stop and rethink that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so by tuning into our body, we get a whole nother set, a whole nother language full of guidance and wisdom that will help us take better care of ourselves and make better decisions and just run our lives in a way that's more harmonious. So I like to work with the body as a metaphor. And you can get as simple or as sophisticated with this as you like, but even just in the simplest form, we've always had expressions in our language like so-and-so is a pain in the neck, you know, or the situation is a thorn in my side or something like
right,
that.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Or when I got the news, I was so surprised I got weak in the knees, right?
Yeah.
This is the body expressing everything that's going on. There's some really exciting research in this area. Just it's exploding actually at this point in time. So I work a lot with the body as a metaphor, and by tuning into your body, you can, it's just another form of giving you that information about your intuition.
Well, I'll give you another example of mine because they're just popping up all over the place. You know, I'd give you one from 35 years ago when I was in college. Now here's one from over 20 years ago when I was getting ready to get married. And I'm divorced. And if I'd listened to my body, I never would have gotten married. We went away on a vacation and got married away, just the two of us, deliberately, because we'd both been married before. We didn't want to spend a bunch of money on a big wedding, and so we'd rather spend it on the honeymoon piece of it. 2 days before we were getting ready to leave, I got deathly ill. I mean, I had a fever of 103 degrees. Mm. And after a day of that, my fiance at the time took me to the emergency room at the hospital. They couldn't find anything wrong with me. My white cell count wasn't elevated, so I didn't have an infection. But yes, they validated, yeah, you've got a fever, 103 degree wow. fever. And they put me on antibiotics, even though I didn't have any indication of an infection of any sort. And I knew fairly quickly, and really I will tell you that if I'm honest, I knew at the time that it really was my body saying to me, if you don't want to do this, here's the perfect excuse not to. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not sorry that I went ahead because I had a child, and I'm not sorry at all that I had him. Mm-hmm. But, my life would have been very, very different if I had really listened to that message.
And if you pay attention to your body, you can feel, sometimes you can feel it pulling back or leaning forward.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. just that's a very simple way to start to tune into this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, our body's constantly telling us that even, you know, sometimes when people are anxious, they're tapping their feet. You need to be a little careful interpreting it for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know if they've got their arms crossed in front of their body because they're cold.
Right.
Or because they're tired or for any other, you know, many reasons. But tune into your own body and just your body will really give you a lot of information that will be helpful to yourself.
Now, you said that you have an exercise that we can do that will illustrate that for us.
Do we have about 5 minutes?
We do. We have just about 5 minutes.
Okay. So one of the things that one of the ways your body tells you how it's feeling about something you may be considering is how your muscles are feeling. That if there's stress or anxiety or tension, there could be tension. There can be like tight, your muscles can be really tight. It doesn't always mean you shouldn't do it, but it means to pay attention to something. Sometimes we get afraid of something that's really wonderful for us to do, but it's new.
Right.
So that's a whole nother, I mean, there's a lot of discernment here, and that's why, you know, it takes time and it takes some kind of structure actually is helpful in developing this to a high degree. But what we're going to do right now is a process for noticing a before and after change in your body, in your emotional state, and the clarity of your thinking just by doing a very simple sequence of postures.
So everyone listening, unless they're driving a car.
Don't do this if you're driving a car.
I can do this right now.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that you're sitting down and just cross your ankles and let your body pick which ankle's on top. It's not going to make a mistake. It's intelligent. And then take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder. And take your left hand and put it on your right shoulder. And then roll your wrists forward so that your thumbs are pointing straight ahead of you. And bring your hands together so that your fingers are intertwined and your hands are clasped. And if that doesn't feel like the right arrangement, you can put the other hand on top, whichever one is more comfortable on top. And so we're just going to sit like this quietly. Oh, wait, stop, back up, back up, back up. I want to do a before change, but so uncross everything
okay.
for just a second. I want you to do like a head-to-toe scan ahead of time and just kind of notice how your body feels sitting on your chair, head-to-toe, like which areas are tense or relaxed and how your breathing is. Notice how you're sitting on your chair. Just notice anything that's there. Don't try to change it. There's no right or wrong. But just notice it so that in case something does change later, you'll be aware of it. Okay. All right.
Now we'll cross your ankles.
Okay. And cross your wrists and clasp your hands in front of you with your thumbs straight ahead. And just take it easy for a while. You don't have to do anything special here. Just let your body settle down. Don't do anything fancy with your breathing. You can have your eyes open or closed. And at a certain point, you're going to feel a big sigh or somehow just feel like that's complete. Usually takes about 30 seconds or a minute. So at whatever point that is for you, when you feel done, uncross your arms and legs. And just now we're going to put our fingertips touching, just barely touching, like we're holding a big grapefruit between our hands. And just the tips of our fingers are able to go around that grapefruit, and the tips of our thumbs are touching. So my left thumb is touching my right thumb, and so on. And again, we're just going to sit like this for a moment until you feel a big sigh or you feel complete somehow. And at that point, you can let your hands relax. Okay, so you can't really do this wrong. You can do this anytime. It's a great de-stressor and unscrambles a lot of the energies in the brain-body system. And what I'd like you to do now is just go back to your body scan, head to toe, and just notice how your body feels now. Notice how your breathing is, how it feels sitting on your chair. And I wish there was a way for you to all tell me what you're feeling now.
They can email you.
email me. Let me know what your experience is. Okay.
Well, I know for me, you know, I mean, because we're busy here talking, and so to take that moment and do it, then obviously for me, everything slowed way down. And that was kind of what my experience was. And I know, too, and you can correct me if I don't have this quite right, but the crisscrossing that we did helps reconnect our left and right brain. Is that not correct?
That's part of it, yes. Yeah. It connects the different parts of the brain. Also, crossing the ankles, crossing the wrists, all the energy meridians in the body begin and end in the fingers and toes. And so that's kind of a way, you're sort of in a figure eight pattern that allows the all the flows of energy to reestablish their normal flow. And sort of to be aware of each other so that none of them are... It's so hard. It's so much easier to explain these things. I was telling Laura, it's so much easier to explain these things in a three-day class format.
Doing the exercise is so easy, and it just takes few minutes.
And all of the brain work is that easy. It's just effortless. And there are ways of knowing what your brain is hungry for at any given time.
You just need to learn to tap into it.
It's very cool.
So it is time for us to wrap up. But before we go, would you please once again tell people how they can find you?
Okay. So you can call me at 206-365-0278. Or you can email me at rose@roseharrow.com. That's H-A-R-R-O-W, Harrow. And you can go to my website, roseharrow.com/home. And that's where you can also get the free download of the audio, How to Make Empowered Decisions with Grace and Ease.
Well, thanks so much for being here. I was excited to have you come in. And boy, our time just flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Laura.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is why and how to write your vision. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I'll give you love, the things you want. Ooh,
tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finish carpentry. And they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
For you, I would do anything for you. I would do anything, girl, anything for you.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Rose Harrow, a business coach and mentor. And you can find out more about Rose at roseharrow.com/home. And some other ways to get information and help to move forward in life when you're feeling stuck. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. And every day I post multiple times. And right now I'm posting all of the authentic change wisdom practices, one a day for the month of January. So you can go there and find practices you can do to start creating change in your life. On Twitter, you can find me at Laura Longley SHO. And of course, always at The Laura LongleyShow.com. And we've had a lot of really great guests on the show over the past years. And you can listen to archives on the show at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to sign up to get written transcripts, you can also do that by signing up for my newsletter. Well, at the top of the show, I was talking about having a vision for what my ideal job would be if I'm going to get a part-time slash temporary RJ, real job. And I have been thinking about this for about a month, and I've been resisting writing a vision for it. And I, you know, I don't know why. Sometimes we just get in those places of we know what we need to do, and for whatever reason, we don't want to do it. But I finally did it today. And what happened for me was that as I started writing it, it really turned into giving me a lot of insight and inspiration into what I really wanted to create. And I, maybe part of why I resisted writing it was because I wasn't really sure what I wanted. I knew kind of what the goals of doing it were. Part of it is financial and part of it is social, just, you know, getting out from being self-employed and spending more time with other people. But beyond that, I had some fears around ending up in places like I had been in my previous career that really were not fun and actually were pretty awful. And so, you know, I just really wasn't sure what I wanted. But as I started writing the vision, it just started flowing. And I started getting lots of ideas about things I could do that weren't even like jobs. They were really more like doing consulting or doing training. And so that's one reason why you should write a vision is that it will create even more inspiration and insight for you in terms of what you want. The other main reason is that unless you do, you're not going to be creating what you want because you haven't really gotten clear on what it is. So by writing it, you can get more clear on what it is. So I'm going to give you some guidelines around writing a vision yourself. And you can do this for one area of your life like I did, or you can do it for overall, where you're addressing each area of your life and what your ideal life would look like. So the first thing is that you want to write whatever you're writing in the present tense as if it has already happened. So an example of that would be, I am married to my soulmate, the love of my life, as opposed to I am looking for my soulmate. Okay, because I am looking for would be a continuous looking. It wouldn't be a finding. So you want to write it as if it's already happened. You want to use emotion words that describe how you'll feel when it's true in your life. So an example of this would be, I'm so excited to be using my unique talents in a role that I love. I feel appreciated and valued every day as I make my contribution to the world. So again, this helps to make it more real when we're putting into it how we actually are going to feel, because then we can really start to envision it, literally envision what it would be like and feel what it would be like. And you want to write about the end result that you want, not how that result is going to get created. So you don't need to worry about the how, you just need to worry about the what. So you don't want to write, I'm thrilled that all my marketing efforts paid off and my business is thriving. What you do want to write is, I'm thrilled to be the owner of a thriving business, because your business may be thriving totally without anything to do with your marketing efforts. Maybe you got connected with someone who is going around all over town or all over the internet telling people about you. And that has nothing to do with your marketing efforts. So you don't want to rule out other ways that your end result can show up by being specific about how it occurs. And you can be as specific or general as you like. And each of these have their pluses and minuses. And the pitfall of being too specific is that you can lose out on other great things that might show up in your life. For example, if you wrote, I feel warm and cozy in my house by the sea, then you'd miss out on a house that was on a lake or had a view of the mountains if those locations have just as much pull for you as being by the ocean. And by the same token, if you're too general, you might not get what you really want. So if you write, I feel warm and cozy in my house by the sea, you might end up with a little cabin with a pull-out couch for a bed and a fireplace with no other source of heating, when what you really meant was a house with at least three bedrooms and a furnace. So those are things to be conscious of. Be specific enough that you get what you really want, but not so specific that you rule out things that would also be fine for you as well. And as I said when I first started to talk about it, you can write about each area of your life, health, career, relationships, finance, and spirituality, or you can choose to focus in the area that you most want to shift right now. And for me, obviously, I chose to focus in just one area because that's what's up for me right now. But especially at the beginning of the year, lots of people like to do it for their whole life for the coming year. So wrapping up with a few announcements, I do want to just remind you again that as of January, there's a change in the show's schedule. I am still doing the Monday show at 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, which is what you're listening to right now. I am no longer doing the Tuesday show at 1 p.m. Pacific, but instead I am doing a new show called Ask Laura that's on Blog Talk Radio on Sundays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. GMT. And that is an all call-in show. I do share a practice for you at the beginning of the show, but then the rest of the show is all call-in. And you can find that by going to Blog Talk Radio and looking for the Laura Longley Show, or you can just go to my website and there will be links there as well. And again, 31 days of authentic change wisdom. If you want to receive an email every day with a practice that will help you start to shift your life, you can go to the website, thelauralongleyshow.com, and sign up for that. And on Facebook, we're discussing all of those authentic change wisdom practices throughout the entire month of January. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Rose Harrow, for sharing such great information on getting in touch with your intuition and how both our brain and our body are involved in that. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget about the new show on Blog Talk Radio on Sundays, Ask Laura, at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. GMT. Have a visionary week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.